Let us look now to the Gospel of John, and of course you will remain standing as I read from the Gospel of John, verses 21 through 30. Jesus is about to tell his disciples what is soon to be a coming event of the cross. He begins by telling them that one of them is going to betray him. And so in the 21st verse of the 13th chapter, John says, after saying this, Jesus was troubled in spirit and declared, "Very truly I tell you, one of you will betray me." The disciples looked at one another, uncertain of whom he was speaking. And one of his disciples, the one whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask Jesus of whom he was speaking. So while reclining next to Jesus, he asked him, "Lord, who is it?" And Jesus answered, "It is the one to whom I give this piece of bread when I have dipped it in the dish." So when he had dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas, son of Simon Iscariot. After he received the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. And Jesus said to him, "Do quickly what you are about to do." Now no one at the table knew why he said this to him. And some thought that because Judas had the common purse is why Jesus spoke to him this way. Jesus was telling him, buy what you need for the festival, or that he should give something to the poor. And so after receiving the piece of bread, Judas immediately went out, and it was night. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now let us affirm our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. After I pulled that boo-boo a while ago, I noticed that it said stanza one. I read the bulletin, I know what was going on, wouldn't I? It is good to be back in this pulpit today. It's been a long time since I've stood here. It's good to see many of you. I've already spoken to many of you this morning. The last 2 years, I've been serving Harris and Ebenezer United Methodist Churches And I'm back in full retirement now, and this, of course, is mine and Eleanor's home, and you'll be seeing a lot of us, I hope, in the next few years. So it is good to be back among you and to be with you this morning. And when Reverend Dennis called and asked me if I would lead the service this morning, I very readily agreed and became excited that he would trust me to do this. And so I call your attention now to what I would like to speak to you about this morning. Jesus is coming to the close of his ministry. He is aware that some of the end events, some of the things that are about to take place, that some of those things will neither be pretty nor will they be helpful to the disciples, to those who he is about to leave behind. He has gathered the disciples in the upper room, and he is about to celebrate with them the Passover meal. He knows his time is short, and he knows that in just a few hours he's going to be walking toward the cross. Judas has been a close friend. He has also been the treasurer of the group. And Judas is disturbed. Somehow in his mind, he has been able to formulate what is about to take place. And he's about to do something that is out of character with Judas. He is about to attempt to stop this event. And in his event to stop what is about to take place, he will betray Jesus. And Jesus says to him, "Judas, do quickly what you have to do." Now, according to John, Judas received the bread. Now, read it closely. Those verses that I read to you a moment ago. Judas received the bread, but never drank the wine. So after receiving the piece of bread, this is what John says, after receiving the piece of bread, Judas immediately went out. That's the last verse, verse 30 of that particular section of Scripture. And I love the way John ends that verse with a short, terse sentence. After receiving the bread, Judas immediately went out, period. Then John says, and it was night. And it was night. I've often pondered that verse. What did John mean? What did he mean by those words, and it was night? Did he just simply mean it was night out there? It was dark out there? That the moon was shining, the stars were in the sky? Is that all he meant? Well, I'm sure he meant that, but I am also sure that those words, and it was night, have a much deeper meaning. You see, John's gospel is a theological gospel. And we who follow Jesus, we see the deeper meaning of those four words. You see, the cross waits. Jesus knows the cross is waiting. And in just a few short hours, his dead body will be taken down from the cross and placed inside an open tomb and a stone rolled in front of that tomb. And those who had instigated this event, standing far off as they watched what was taking place, seeing him hang there on the cross and watching him take his last breath. They must have smiled and said, "It's finally over. It's finally done. It's finished. And now life can get back to normal in this little country of ours." Well, you know what happened next. Sunday came. And something we who call ourselves Christian, something called Easter occurred, and the tomb opened, and our Lord came out, risen, alive, and well. And he would make 40 appearances and eat and drink with his disciples. Well, the world has never gotten back to the normal before the cross and the resurrection. You see, my Jesus is alive and well. And I hope your Jesus is alive and well. When he went back to the Father, my Jesus told us he was never going to leave us. He would send us a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And that Spirit will come and come upon us and will see us through whatever may come our way. Sure, there are going to be some tough times. But Jesus said, "Don't fret about them. I'm going to be here always, even until the end of the age." Well, all of us are aware that some tough times are going on out there in our world today. Jesus told us it would never be easy. He also told us to live each day as though it was going to be our last. But he did not tell us when he was coming back. He promised, "I'll be back. And you go about doing my work and live your life as though this is going to be the last day before I come. But never, ever did he tell us when it would be. He said, "Only the Father in heaven knows this." I've been reading the newspapers and I've been listening to the news just like you. In these past weeks, the doomsayers have been falling out of the sky, telling us, "Get ready, he's coming." Well, I hope you don't get suckered. For the doomsayers don't know any more when Jesus is coming back than you or me. Only God in heaven knows that. And what he wants us to do, whatever we do, is to live our lives for him. Whatever happens, we who follow him, we shall be empowered by him. Sure, it's dark out there. And the fact of the matter is, it may get darker. And it was night. But somewhere out there is that little cross. And from that little cross, his light will keep coming. Keep coming to you and to me. I believe this, and it's what holds me together. When I listen to the news and read the news in the newspapers that more Americans died this week in Iraq, I weep for the fallen wherever they may be. You weep for the fallen. And perhaps someday this old world of ours might learn that peace is the best way to go. I'm sure that you have wept for the people of Lebanon in Israel these past few days. We need to keep them in our prayers, and we need to pray that as the peacemakers come together, that somehow the violence might stop. When Reverend Dennis asked me to lead this service today, that he and Caroline might take a little vacation time, I really pondered what I might say in the communion sermon. At first I said in my mind, stay away from the war. Then the question arose within me, why? We who follow Jesus know this is a fallen world. We know this. And because it is a fallen world, we know that evil lives and thrives in this world of ours. And we need to remind ourselves that we do indeed live in this fallen world. We also need to remind ourselves that we believe the time will come when Jesus will make it a better world. Some of you who went through the first Christian believer class we did some years ago, when you went through it with me, you know about my infatuation with the movie. It's an old movie now. It was simply titled The Gladiator. The Gladiator movie has a very subliminal ending. You can watch that movie all the way through. And if you're not familiar with what's taking place and happening in the history of that time, you can miss the fact that the white gladiator and the black gladiator are Christian brothers. The movie closes with the black gladiator in the Roman arena. And he's down on his knees. His brother, the white gladiator, has just been carried out of the arena dead. And kneeling there in the arena, the black gladiator, he scoops out a hole in the ground with his hands. And in the hole, he places carved images of his dead friend's wife and child. And then bowing as though he is in prayer, he says, my friend, you're with your family now. Someday I'll see you again. And here he's talking about the resurrection. But not yet. Not yet. I have to go home first. And then he rises and starts toward his homeland. As I sat there watching that movie, after I'd seen it about 10 times, it dawned on me what was going on. And I discovered myself thinking, that black gladiator, God alone, put his life back together. Nothing else could have done it. Only God could have brought about the events that now points that black gladiator toward home. And I remind you this morning that all of us are on our way somewhere. And my question to you is, where are you heading? Makes no difference. Whatever the events, whatever the challenges may be, the cross of our Lord Christ will lead each and every one of us home. Sure, it's dark out there. Sure, a dark time seems to have engulfed our world. But you and I believe there is one in charge who will somehow, someday, take these events and piece them together. And we'll all be on our way home. Amen.